The Carrie and Tommy podcast is just around the corner, and so is Christmas. But don't worry, Chemist Warehouse have you covered.
Big show for your Tuesday today, guys. We are going to be giving away $5,000 a little bit later on. Still got time to register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a big show.
Don't. You've got that grin on your face like it's a grin that you only get when things are bad for me and you're reveling in it.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun how bad they are for
so,
you.
So can I guess what this is going to be about?
Yeah.
Because so I got my hair cut yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Into what I thought was a fun mullet. And then I went around and saw my friends last night and they took a photo of me with their bub and I saw my own head from an angle that other people get to see it from.
How would you describe it?
Oh, it's a garbage fire at the back of my head.
It is
putrid.
Good. Did you have a look by any chance at the comments under our Instagram picture yesterday where we posted a pic of that garbage?
I didn't dare and I hoped you guys were going to protect me from them.
Do we have a bit of a what's the haps on the apps?
Oh my God, everyone's talking about
what's the haps on the apps?
Should I start from the top?
I don't think I've ever been less rootable in my life.
Oh, no, yep. I agree. I'm certainly not doing you.
Yeah, go on, hit me. Yes, I wouldn't have thought so.
Do you want me to start
I'm interested
the top?
In how that was going to work anyway. But start with one of the nicer ones.
It starts with your dad. Oh, he says, just not as good as his dad's.
The enforcer is rocking a mullet at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah. He's got like a bob, but at the back of his head, it's like he's cut a flat line across the back.
It?
No, but it looks like he has.
Okay.
And he's legally blind. Yeah. Let's remember that.
Okay, good. Then Val Daniel says, isn't it a bit old for that?
Yeah.
Then Lyndon says, mate, I hope you didn't do this for TikTok because this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then Planet Revive says, oh, that's dreadful. You've ruined your beautiful face. Then Louise Jane says, attention-seeking question mark, midlife crisis.
Midlife, God, that's
Melissa,
tough.
Instant Bogan.
Yeah.
Stephen, looks like there's a small horse hiding.
What about some of the good ones? Read out some
of
the good ones.
No, there aren't any. In fact, I don't know if one person said it looked good and
Eli.
We had like hundreds of messages.
Oh, gosh, okay. What are you proposing? We've got to film a TV ad tomorrow for this show.
It's funny you mention that because that has come up in a topic of conversation with the bosses.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you next their thoughts on it.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right across the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon. If you need to see the photo of Tommy Little's mullet at the moment at Carrie Tommy Show, you can go and check it out.
And just peruse the comments while you're there because they have brought me so much joy. We just talked about them. One more I didn't bring to you from Joanne. Oh, Tommy, you're generally such a handsome, well-groomed guy. What have you done? That sentiment is not just from our listeners.
It's the whole of the internet.
Yes, and it's certainly from the radio station bosses.
Okay.
Because as you know,
yes.
Tomorrow we're filming our TV commercial that's going to air next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fresh year.
The fresh start.
Attack it. Feel great.
And when you do a TV commercial, you want your team to look their best.
And you're looking incredible. You got a fresh haircut. And so I thought, I'll get a fresh haircut so we can both go in with fresh haircuts.
Sonda, our executive producer here, texts me and she said, we've got a bit of a problem. And
is Sonda the radio boss that you're talking about?
No, oh, she's the middleman who's bringing you the thoughts of the radio boss. Sonda, what's happening?
They just pretty much said to me that it's brand damaging. It's a hard no. From marketing and Gemma, our big boss, and it's either cut it off or don't be in the commercial. But not
that is the easiest decision I've ever had to make.
He hates having to be filmed.
I'm saying you've got to be in it. You can't leave Carrie stranded, but you have to get rid of that mullet, mate, because next year you are not going to be having that on.
You'll be so bored by next year of that, and then the commercial run all year of you with your mullet, and you'll be like, who's that guy?
At the moment you're making me wear roller skates and dance in the commercial, I don't think the mullet is the most damaging bit.
Oh, forcing you to wear roller skates, mate.
Oh,
what?
Aren't they?
No, I'm wearing roller skates because okay. I'm cool. And if you want to be cool too, then you should wear roller skates.
I think that people were concerned that Carrie might be genuinely standing next to a guy in skates with a mullet.
That seemed very unfair to do to her.
Do you think it suddenly looks like a Crime Stoppers ad where Carrie is trying to skate away from the bag snatcher? Yeah.
I can't go backwards though, so you got to go forwards. So what?
I've already had a discussion about this because I ripped my jeans because I did a slide on my knees on the dance floor on Saturday night, and so my knees are all torn up as well. And I asked if I could wear my own jeans. And they were a bit ripped. And they said, I don't think the bosses want to see your scabby knees exposed through your jeans.
I was also there when the conversation was had where someone, our stylist, Rachel, asked whether you'd be open to wearing a colour other than white or black for the shoot because you're so annoying in these ads. So,
yes,
you need to have your hair cut by tomorrow.
How?
Well, it's funny you mention that.
Nah.
How I did a bit of Carrie's cuts in lockdown.
I'll do you a deal because.
Hold on.
She wants the sound effect of it being on.
Oh, there she goes.
Okay, enough with your vibrator. Now can we focus on the haircut?
It's the only way I'm going to get through it, mate. I'm going to cut your hair next.
No.
Yeah.
I'll do you a deal. You can cut my hair if I can cut your hair.
No, I've already had mine cut.
Same.
I am not the problem.
Same. We've both had haircuts.
No, you're not touching mine.
No, sorry. Mine is a style of the time.
It's not. There's no time. We're not filming
now.
This in the 80s.
The
there's
time
no
is
style
now.
Of a mullet.
No, I'm not letting you cut my hair.
So what are you going to do about it
nothing.
Tomorrow?
Absolutely nothing.
No, you can't. Well.
Don gave me the option. I don't have to be in the commercial.
No, you actually do have to cut your hair. It's not a joke.
Yeah, well, no, sorry.
Yeah, or, well, then you're going to have to ring Gemma and talk about it with her.
Well, let's call her next.
You're seriously not going to cut it? Now I'm asking you, as the person that has to stand next to you, can you please cut it?
No, we can call, we can chat to the boss.
All right, well, let's call the big boss of the network, Gemma, up next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, we're in the middle of haircut gate.
Intervention is what I call it.
I've got a fresh new mullet and everyone's jealous.
Oh, no. You've got a fresh new mullet and we're about to film our TV campaign for next year. And the boss has said to you, you need to cut it. I have offered to cut it myself. For your Carrie's
cards. That's not a good offer. I think you're going to turn on the thing again to prove you've got clippers here.
I've got my clippers here. I don't do a bad haircut.
You don't do a good haircut.
Mate, what you've got right now, I promise I'll improve on.
I don't reckon you will.
Anyway, you don't want to take my word for it or Sondra, executive producer's word for it, so you're going to go straight to the boss.
Yes. Jesse, have you got Gemma's number?
Yeah, we are dialing.
Hello?
Hi, is that Gemma?
Yes, Tommy,
Gemma,
it is.
It's Carrie.
Gemma, the winner have you entered? Today's You've Got Mail.
Gem, is there an issue with our shoot tomorrow?
Yes, there is.
What is it?
Your hair.
So
I'm sorry to get straight to the point.
No, that's fine. We have come up with a solution for you, which you think you'll be wrapped with.
Have we?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We've not come up with any solution. I've told you I'll cut it.
We are going to open it to calls 131060 for someone who thinks that the back of their head looks like mine, and will have a body double for any behind shots, Gem.
No, this does not solve the issue. I appreciate your attempt at negotiating, but my concern is that it's going to be damaging to, like, the brand.
Yeah, that's my concern as well, Jen.
It's proving quite damaging to my personal brand.
I mean,
already.
I've just seen the comments on our Insta. I'm surprised we have any followers anymore because none of them like
it. But I think, how many comments did we get roughly? Eli, our web guy, how many comments did we get on the Instagram post?
Over 350.
And would you say that's more than the average post?
No doubt. High engagement. Yeah.
So, Gemma, this ad is going to rate its socks
Eli,
off.
No, the most important question is high engagement. However, what was the sentiment, Eli, positive to negative?
At least 3% were positive.
Thank you for focusing on those ones, Eli. Jem, are you familiar with the public sentiment around the Sydney Opera House when it was first built?
Oh, God. Are you comparing yourself to the Sydney Opera House?
Mm, the world icon you're talking about.
Which was widely panned and the public pretty much universally hated it. And it is now grown to become one of the most famous icons in the world. The same could happen with the mullet. You've just got to back it in, Jem.
Yeah, I can say pretty confidently I don't feel like I'm going to be able to back it in.
Agree.
Carrie, do you agree with me?
Yes, I do agree with you.
Carrie, you said we've got to present a united front. This hardly feels like teamwork.
I never said that. I love it for now. I told you I liked your comedy haircut.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's a comedy haircut.
That is my role in the show. And it really outlines the show. You're the hot, fun one, and I'm the funny one.
It's my brand, too.
It makes you look even better by comparison.
I don't want people going, who's she hosting that show with, that guy?
He looks fun.
Hang on. I've just thought of one thing. No. Who agreed last time you called me randomly like this, it usually ends up costing me money. Who agreed last time when you called me, Tommy, on air?
Yes.
And I had to pay for you to go to your supposed lunch in LA with Dennis Rodman?
Yes.
I came to the party.
Yes,
for you and for the show. So now I think it seems fair.
Sorry,
that
you came
you
to,
come
the
to the party
to the tune of what was it again? 10,000?
No, it was 7,000.
That cost me 7,000
also.
So my deal is I think it's fair and reasonable that this time you come to the party and do the right thing for the show.
$7,000 and I'll cut my hair.
No. I will tell you that I'm literally standing outside the boardroom to go into a meeting now about pricing budgets for your show for next year. I don't really think you want to be taking money off your listeners.
That's a good point.
Mm. Yeah, she's good.
$70 and I'll cut my hair.
I'm not paying you money to cut your hair.
$7.
You can pay Carrie for cutting your hair.
$7,
Jem. Actually, yes, Carrie's Cuts does charge $70.
Does it? $7. Someone's got to pay me
$7. I'll pay you $7 to cut your damn
hair.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse for Christmas gifts they'll love. Come home to Chemist Warehouse.
Mm. Oh, you could get yourself a bit of Jimmy Choo Man. 50 mils for just $39.99.
Oh, I was going to get that until I saw Estee Lauder's Beautiful is only $79.99.
Oh.
And I thought, that is how I want to smell. Thank you very much.
That's how you'll look after I've given you your haircut after 4 p.m. Bosses have called in.
Yeah,
we're doing a big shoot tomorrow. They don't want you to have a mullet for it. And I'm not sure how it's worked out this way, but I'm cutting it off.
They've given me the slap down and said, mullet equals no play.
Oh, clever.
And now I
no hat, no
have
play.
To. It's always best when you give the origins of the joke.
It was just all
working out in my head.
Sometimes.
So when are you hacking
after
it?
After 4. 13:10:60 if you've got any advice for me how to cut away this mullet that is currently on your head too. Or if you want some of the mullet.
That is happening a bit later in the show, if you want some.
Yeah. Is that
weird?
Wow.
Yeah, it's weird, but I'm into
it. But you know how people keep the first haircut from their baby or their... I've still got the first locks from my kid's hair.
Oh, Tommy's first
Maybe
mullet.
I could put yours in there.
That's nice. Just a few greys. Your baby went grey earlier. That's not from my baby. up next, though, Bickers, I knew this would happen eventually in my life, but it's finally happened. I have discovered my superpower, and I'm so excited
about
it.
Connected to the mullet?
Don't shave my superpower off. I'll tell you what it is next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$5,000 in cold hard cash is what we're going to be giving away very shortly, but because right now it's happened and I'm so excited about it. I've always gone through life thinking I'll be amazing at something, but I'm just waiting to find out what it is.
Oh, you're amazing at heaps of stuff.
Anyway, I thought...
Comedy.
I thought...
Comedy.
Go one more time.
Comedy.
I thought when I got asked to do the Celebrity Grand Prix, I thought, ooh, Maybe
I'll
this
be
is it, right?
F1 driver.
Maybe I'll be an incredible race car driver.
And how'd you go?
I rode off three cars and came second last. And then even recently when I was like, I'm going to start doing more cooking, I thought maybe I've just never committed to cooking. And maybe
Tommy the chef.
I am the chef,
and
right?
And how have you gone?
I spent 4 hours to make baked gnocchi, which was, I believe, inedible. And then it happened. It was this morning. And I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
I finally
have a huge spring in your step.
I've finally
you've been in months.
Discovered my superpower.
Is it ice water?
So, what I can do is I can tell you whether it's water or water that used to be ice just by tasting it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean water that used to be ice?
So ice that's then thawed out into water or...
So in a jug and then they've poured it, but there's no ice blocks, but you can tell that it had ice blocks in it.
So
we all can because it's got that weird taste. Okay. Ice blocks taste weird. Is that what you're getting at? sorry. This is your superpower.
You're not as amazed as I wanted you to be.
No, because I think everybody has that superpower.
Should we put you to the test then?
Sure.
So we have three cups in front of us.
Yep.
Our producer, Annabelle, knows which are water and which are water that used to be ice.
Where is the ice from in this
my
place?
My freezer.
Yeah. Your freezer.
Why does that matter? Is your taste good?
Have you planned this since early this morning and producer Belle had to bring in iced water?
Yes.
You're really excited about your superpower.
We had secret meetings about this. Because partly to surprise you, but partly because I didn't want it getting out into the world and someone else doing it on radio before me.
Because a superpower isn't fun when everybody has the superpower.
No, Superman doesn't tell everyone he's Clark Kent.
Okay. So what am I testing? The one that had ice, the one that's from the tap?
Oh, well, I don't know. There's three and you've got to tell us which is what. So there's a mug.
Okay.
And before you tell if it's right or wrong, I reckon I should get a say in this as well.
Okay.
You should have a try as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're tasting the first one now there. That's in a mug.
Already, the mug tastes weird. Did you wash the mug before pouring it in?
Why are you looking
it's like
at me,
garlic.
Mate? I don't know.
Because often my ice cubes smell like the food I've got in the freezer, like lasagna or something.
Oh. Do you have garlic in your freezer, Belle? Okay, maybe. Okay, so that's the mug down. Obviously, we're doing this in a COVID-safe way. So you've tasted all three. Geez, you've just ripped through them.
Are you going to talk while
Well, I didn't expect you to just go goong, goong, goong.
Okay, I know which one's got the ice in it.
Okay. Well, I feel like this is...
Now I have to talk because you're drinking. Sorry, I'm just swallowing. It's very visual.
Okay. So I've tried
two
of them.
Yeah. I think it's easy.
Do you? I reckon I'm stuck on one.
Or... someone just hasn't washed out one of the things properly and it's got leftover garlic smell and flavour.
I reckon I'm stuck on one. So I reckon we can both say the mug.
Yeah, is the one.
It's definitely ice.
Yeah.
Yes?
It's definitely ice.
And then I think, what do you think of this one that I'm holding, that big glass?
Let me try that again. Hold on.
Because for me, that's definitely never been ice. That's
Is there two or one that's got
because
ice in them?
Because I don't know.
No, I think it's just the mug that's got the ice water. Let me have one more sip of the wine glass. Nice if it was a rosé, wouldn't it?
Because I also think, so Belle, we both agree that the mug is definitely previously ice. Are we correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. And because
it tastes like, what have you got in your freezer? Bit of casserole?
Nothing,
bit of garlic?
Ice.
Nah, you got something
just
in there.
Just ice. this one, the big glass, I think that is no way in the world that has ever been iced.
No, I don't.
I think that's water.
I think both of the rest are just from the tap or wherever. They're not iced.
Belle, is that big glass, is that just water?
The big glass is just water.
Yep. Yes, okay.
Yep,
and then this last one,
you
think this last one is just water?
Yeah, I think the last one's just water too. Again.
No, I reckon.
You're going ice.
I reckon that's been ice because I reckon I've got a superpower here.
On.
And I reckon.
One more taste.
Who is the master here? Is it me or is it Carrie?
I am so sorry for this, Carrie.
Damn it!
Is it me?
Oh, well, the search for my superpower continues, but we'd like to know yours. Give us a call, 131060. Have you got
a
superpower?
You're asking for people's superpower, but we didn't get to the point where we discovered you had one.
Yeah, I know.
When did you think you had a superpower and you don't? Would be more fitting.
No. I don't want to hear from other failures. I've just heard myself in my own headphones for the last 5 minutes.
We don't want to hear from other losers. Yeah.
Give us a call.
131060 if you do actually have a superpower.
What's your superpower? Tell us about it.
We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is the latest one from Guy Sebastian. It's called Love on Display. It's Carrie and Tommy this afternoon. And coming up after 4 o'clock, Carrie's Cuts is back.
Yep. Cutting off your mullet. The bosses.
The knuckleheads at the network have clamped, put the iron fist down.
They're not happy with your comedy haircut for a big TV shoot tomorrow.
No, they said tomorrow you've got to be serious but fun. So you can't have a mullet. Thank you very much. But right now we are talking about what is your superpower? Mm. Because mine is...
Is it ice water?
Almost every time I can tell when water has previously been ice.
You've
Except
really
for today
backtracked.
When you tried to show us your new superpower and you didn't have that superpower.
I got the first two, right?
Oh, sorry, to be fair, you did.
Yeah. Get off my back, mate. Okay. G'day, Ray.
Oh, hi, Tommy. Hey, Carrie. How are you?
Hey, Ray.
Oh, you're a delight. Ray, what did you think of my superpower?
Well, to be honest, I actually thought that could have been my superpower too. So how disappointing.
Just as well, you're the woman with multiple superpowers. What's your other superpower?
Well, I think my superpower is that I can fall asleep whenever I want. I decide that I need a little nap. It only takes me 5 to 10 minutes and I can be fast asleep.
And Ray, what's your secret?
Is it
drinking?
Well... Sometimes, but most of the times, just any time if I'm ready to go to sleep, I can just go to sleep.
Just in a bed?
Well, mostly in a bed, but I think that I could probably easily have a little nap sitting in the car.
Yeah, because your superpower, I feel like, needs to spread, like, to plane, train,
Ray, I'm so
car.
Sorry.
I sleep on a
work.
Easily. Yep. Yep. Sleep
Carrie
on a bus.
Is notoriously unsupportive of other superpowers.
No, I'm not. I just want to interrogate that superpower.
But the superpower...
Superman's used to people asking questions.
No, I don't think he is.
Yeah, he is.
He flies away. And if you ask Ray too many more questions, she'll fall asleep on you. And you won't get any answers. Good on you, Ray. Thank you. G'day, Deanna.
Hello.
Deanna, what is your superpower?
Okay, this is going to sound a little bit weird. Mm-hmm. But I can pretty much guess any girl's bra size.
Fantastic. Do you have to see them first?
By touching or looking? What are you doing?
By looking. I used to freak my friends out all the time, but now it's just become an inside joke that anyone that I normally get introduced to, I'm also, my friends are like, oh, come on, guess. I bet you can't guess.
And so with clothes on, as in looking at it with a bra already on, not... You don't require
on,
a nude body.
Clothes on in normal, yep, no, normal clothes and everything.
What's mine, Deanna?
Are you a 10B?
Wow.
Is that correct?
Very good. And you're not even looking at me.
This has
got weird.
I mean, I think it's fantastic, Deanna. I just don't feel like I can ask any questions without sounding like a pervert.
You did applaud.
Let's go to Casey. G'day, Casey.
Hi.
Casey, what is my bra size?
You are a 14DDD.
That's my jock size. You've got them confused.
What's your superpower, Casey?
Okay, so this is a magical feeling. Every time I go into Kmart specifically, I can skip the queue.
What
you
do you mean?
Skip?
It's
amazing.
As in you know how to time it?
No, it doesn't. Pretty much Woolworths or anywhere I go, but specifically in Kmart, I'll walk in, get what I need, and I'll line up straight to the register, get what I need, and I'll turn around. There's a big line behind me, right behind me, and I've jumped the door every time.
As in you push in?
No. As in I've just swooped in with my, you know, Superman cape.
Are you in like a country town where there's never a queue?
No, because then there's a queue behind, Casey, she's saying.
No,
as soon as she gets
maybe
through.
She brings the crowd, draws the crowd.
Oh.
Yeah, with her 14 double D.
Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little.
Yes, it is. And a little bit later on this afternoon, we're going to be giving away $5,000 for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. And if you haven't registered yet, you can still download the Hit app and get involved.
But right now, Tommy is directing producer Annabelle to take a final shot of your mullet. Because if you missed earlier in the show, the network head has said to us that you can't appear in our TV commercial tomorrow with your mullet because it's brand damaging.
And I said, that's great. I'll take the morning off. And they said no.
No, we do want you in the commercial. Anyway, you haven't been to Carrie's Cuts. Almost everyone on this team has, including my own family, and you haven't yet. So welcome to Carrie's Cuts.
We're open for business.
Welcome to Carrie's Cuts.
Carrie, stop it. It's not funny.
When you say everyone on this team has been to Carrie's Cuts,
actually,
including
your
family, you just mean just your family.
Yeah, sorry. Buzz, who used to be on our team, and then I brought him to Carrie's Cuts, and then he left the team.
He left the state and the team.
Yes. Yes. Well, you could too if you're lucky. Okay.
Where do you want me?
Like that. We should have really done this all before, shouldn't we?
Did you get up photo? You said you wanted a photo of the back of my head.
Did you get that photo?
No,
well, I don't know how to. How do I move? Hold on.
This is all going to go up on our Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to go and check it out.
How long have we scheduled 40 minutes for this break? Because. At the moment.
Mate, as much as your mullet is great and I'm really supportive of it, there's not that much of it to get rid of.
Do you think, because as I've said to you, I'm not good at removing mullets.
Yes.
Do you think I start with shaving up to about here?
Mate, I've already told you what I think is real funny is going completely bald so that then it's even worse.
Okay. We're going to start with the razors on. Okay. We're going to start with shaving off the hair, the mullet back bit. Okay.
It's the untraditional start, the shart.
Don't laugh. You'll move. Okay.
Oh, mate.
Okay. It's going.
Really sad.
Oh, it is sad. I feel sad.
I spent months growing that.
Oh, now I feel sad.
Just leave one line in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think I went a bit short there.
What have you done?
She's gone so high.
Oh,
what have you done?
Too high?
Oh, mate.
How have you made it worse?
I haven't yet. Hold on.
Mate, I've got a hole.
There's just a bit of a
hole.
Oh, my God.
You give me a ball patch on the back middle.
Let me keep going.
Can we say we're done now?
No.
Mate.
And send this to the bosses and go, is this fine? Okay, hold on. I'm just going up a bit more. Can you stop moving so much? God.
Well,
stop.
Jeez.
Ow! Stop that. Now you've got a line there. That was not my fault. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Look how square it is.
Oh, that's your fault. Stop. If I cut you, it's on you.
I don't have the clippers, mate.
Don't.
Imagine your hairdresser saying that to you.
I'm so sorry, mate.
My seat keeps moving up and down.
Okay, stop it. Stop.
It's so hard to cut a moving target. Go on,
I'm
do your best.
I'm getting cross now.
I'm aware.
I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to cut you and then there's going to be blood everywhere at our shoot tomorrow.
I'm so happy with the result. I bet this is what the boss is
having
in mind.
I haven't even got the scissors out yet.
A few bald patches at the back.
Let me get this. Hold on. I just feel like I need to do it just a little bit.
Oh, God, not scissors. Don't. You'll cut me. You'll cut me, mate. Okay, we're done.
We're done? Is that good? Do you think they'll be happy?
Yeah, it looks like I'm recovering from something.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you want to see the photos of Carrie's Cuts this afternoon, jump online at Carrie Tommy Show.
I just wanted out there.
Thanks.
I never got to finish it because you started playing Trickster. And I was worried I was going to cut you, so it's a half job.
You've shaved about four bald patches in the back of my head. And big thanks to all those people wishing me well because they assumed I've had some kind of lobotomy that I'm now recovering from.
It does look like you've had those patches stuck on and then ripped off and it's taken the hair with it.
We should call our boss again.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
You were going
for it. Can someone send it to her now and just check whether
that's
fine?
TV ad for tomorrow. Hey, Bickers, I want to talk to you. Tragic story, actually. This is a woman over in Florida. Have you got some sad music for us there, Jesse?
I thought you were going to say some Florida music.
I'll take either. Yeah. She, Bickers, and
to take you seriously, because you've still got the hair.
I look like a madman who just wants to share his thoughts on stuff.
What's the thing called?
The smock.
Like the smock that you wear when you get your hair cut. Yes. You've still got that on.
Still got that.
Yeah.
This woman, it's actually a tragedy. 21 years old, Florida. And would you believe she suffers from an affliction? She is too hot. Her own views.
She thinks she's too hot for what?
Well, everybody thinks, apparently. She's too hot for Tinder. She's been banned from Tinder for being too hot.
Can they do that?
People abuse her for being too hot.
Aww.
People accuse her.
Jealousy.
Yeah. Have a look at her. There's some photos
of her. I feel like this is a stitch-up.
Where's she? What is your first thoughts there?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Too gorgeous?
But for what? Like, for Tinder? I would have thought that Tinder would love that, I can see here.
One date was super awkward.
Turn the music down? It's very overwhelming.
One date, she said, was a super awkward experience. The dude said my presence was so powerful, it made him uncomfortable.
Well, presence is not hotness.
He said, honest to God, it temporarily paralyzed him and he'd never met a woman like me before.
But is that to do with her presence or her hotness?
I think it comes
with the
territory.
Because you can have a real presence and be ugly.
Yeah, my haircut's got a presence at the moment.
She's gorgeous though. Yeah, she's really stunning. What are you looking at me? What?
Mm.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I didn't. I actually left a gaping silence for you to talk more, hoping you'd incriminate yourself. One silver lining. So she said that so many people take her photos because she's the ultimate woman and use them as fake catfishing photos.
Oh, then, I could imagine that being catfished by that.
Would you?
Yep.
Yeah. What would that person want from you? Or what would you want from that person is more apt.
But I just mean she's got everything that most people would want.
Oh, mate. Your commitment to be nice to everyone.
No, tonight. I'm just saying she. These photos are a lot. There's a lot. I can see a lot of her in all these photos. Have you hand-picked these ones?
No, Jesse did that. He spent 4 hours sitting
in the room. He's a big perv. And I just can imagine, I feel like...
He's now banned off Tinder as well.
When you see catfishing stories pop up and then you see who catfished them, they look like this person.
No, they don't, mate. One silver lining for Luna is, that's her name. She did meet someone because that's what you do. You shoot for the stars and if you miss, you might get Luna. She met someone through Tinder.
You are an ass.
What do you mean? That's nice. She's galaxial. She met someone just before she got banned for being too hot. She met someone and now, how great is this? They're both into photography and modelling and they now work together producing racy content for OnlyFans.
Mm.
And she said, we're pretty much a power couple.
Why'd you laugh?
Why'd you laugh at that? Where the other funny bit?
But I thought her hotness was limiting her. That just meant that now she's got 1.2 million followers.
She says she's
not too hot for anything.
She says her captions include things like, I'm not lucky, I'm talented. Exercise makes you more attractive. And obviously she's done heaps of that because you testified she is too hot. I did not know this was a problem and so debilitating for people. It's so bad. Like, I just feel so sorry for this person because it must be awful.
You can't help how you're born.
No. I hope she gets a special parking spot. 13 10 60.
You're really going real.
13 10 60. Give us a call. She can't be the only one.
It's too hot.
Are you
just too hot?
How bad is it?
Well,
give us a call, you hotties.
13 10 60 is the number.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you do want to see the photos of Carrie's cuts this afternoon, jump online at Carrie Tommy Show.
I just wanted out there,
thanks.
I never got to finish it because you started playing Trickster and I was worried I was going to cut you, so it's a half job.
You've shaved about 4 bald patches in the back of my head. And big thanks to all those people wishing me well because they assumed I've had some kind of lobotomy that I'm now recovering from.
It does look like you've had those patches stuck on and then ripped off and it's taken the hair with it.
Yeah, I would love to. We should call our boss again.
That's so funny.
You were going
Can
for
someone
for
send it to her now and just check whether
the TV
that's fine?
Ad
that's
for tomorrow. Hey, because I want to talk to you. Oh, tragic story, actually. This is a woman over in Florida. Have you got some sad music for us there, Jessie?
I thought you were going to say some Florida music.
I'll take either. Yeah. She bickers and
grunts. Seriously, because you've still got the hair cutting.
I look like a madman who just wants to share his thoughts on stuff.
What's the thing called?
The smock.
Like the smock that you wear when you get your hair cut. Yes. You've still got that on.
Still got that.
Yeah.
This woman, it's actually tragic. 21 years old, Florida. And would you believe she suffers from an affliction? She is too hot. Her own views.
She thinks she's too hot for what?
Well, everybody thinks, apparently. She's too hot for Tinder. She's been banned from Tinder for being too hot.
Can they do that?
People abuse her for being too hot.
Aww.
People accuse her.
Jealousy.
Yeah. Have a look at her there. There's some photos
of her. I feel like this is a stitch up.
Where's she? What is your first thoughts there?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Too gorgeous?
But for what? Like... For Tinder? I would have thought that Tinder would love that, I can see here.
One date was super awkward. She said,
turn the music down. Very overwhelming.
One date, she said, was a super awkward experience. The dude said my presence was so powerful, it made him uncomfortable.
Well, presence is not hotness.
He said, honest to God, it temporarily paralyzed him and he'd never met a woman like me before.
So, but is that to do with her presence or her hotness?
I think it comes with the
territory. Because you can have a real presence and be ugly.
Yeah, my haircut's got a presence at the moment.
She's gorgeous though. Yeah, she's really stunning. Are you looking at me? What?
Mm.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I didn't. I actually left a gaping silence for you to talk more, hoping you'd incriminate yourself. One silver lining. So she said that so many people take her photos because she's the ultimate woman and use them as fake catfishing photos.
Oh, that then, I could imagine that being catfished by that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would that person want from you? Well, what would you want from that person is more apt.
But I just mean she's got everything that most people would want.
Oh, mate. Your commitment to be nice to everyone.
No, tonight. I'm just saying she. These photos are a lot. There's a lot. I can see a lot of her in all these photos. Have you hand-picked these ones?
No, Jesse did that. He spent 4 hours.
He's a big perv. And I just can imagine, I feel like...
He's now banned off Tinder as well.
When you see catfishing stories pop up and then you see who catfished them, they look like this
no,
person.
No, they don't, mate. One silver lining for Luna is, that's her name. She did meet someone because that's what you do. You shoot for the stars and if you miss, you might get Luna. She met someone through Tinder.
You are an ass.
What do you mean? That's nice. She's galaxial. She met someone just before she got banned for being too hot. She met someone and now, how great is this? They're both into photography and modelling and they now work together producing racy content for OnlyFans. Mm. And she said, we're pretty much a power couple.
Why'd you laugh?
Why'd you laugh at that? Where the other funny bit?
But I thought her hotness was limiting her. That just meant that now she's got 1.2 million followers.
She says she's
not too hot for anything.
She says her captions include things like, I'm not lucky, I'm talented. Exercise makes you more attractive. And obviously she's done heaps of that because you testified she is too hot. I did not know this was a problem and so debilitating for people. It's so bad. Like, I just feel so sorry for this person because it must be awful.
You can't help how you're born. You know?
I hope she gets a special parking spot. 13 1060.
You're really
going real 13 1060. Give us a call. She can't be the only one.
It's too hot.
Are you
just too hot?
How bad is it?
We'll take
Give us a call, you hotties.
13 1060 is the number.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, we've given away over $150,000 worth of prizes, and we got more to give away today.
You make me want to say.
Oh my God!
This film's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got mail.
Let's make it rain, Bickers.
5,000 cash.
5,000 in cold, hard cash.
What's your parcel number you got there? Which one?
31788. Jesse, punching the number.
Brad, if you're listening, we're calling you.
Oh.
If he doesn't answer, we go to the next one.
G'day, you call Brad. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you.
Oh, should we leave a message?
I've already hung up.
No, you probably saved him the most heartbreaking message of all time. All right, let's go on to our next.
Cruel? That would have been too cruel, wouldn't it? Hey, Brad, it's just Carrie and Tommy here. We were just actually calling to give you $5,000 cash, but you didn't answer.
I think you've just done it anyway.
Oh.
Because he'll hear this.
Yeah.
Even if he's not listening right now, someone will tell him. Let's go to parcel number 44747. Kelly.
Hello, Kelly speaking.
G'day, Kelly. It's Tommy here. How are you?
Good, Tommy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Thank you. Hey, we're just in a bit of a tight spot, Kel, because the winner for today's You've Got Mail was a bloke by the name of Brad, but we seem to not be able to get onto him. Do you know what we can do?
You could give it to me.
Oh.
Oh, great.
Is that what we can do?
Are you kidding?
Do you know what the prize is today, Kel?
Is it $5,000?
It's $5,000. Actually, but before I find out whether we can just give it to the next person, I might actually just check with one of our producers because we've got to make sure that's in our terms and conditions. Producer Annabelle, what happens if we couldn't get through to Brad? Are we allowed to just go to the next person?
I believe in the T's and C's you go to the next person, yeah.
And is there anything they have to do? Do they have to scream and say, give me the cash, give me the cash?
I mean, if they do that, that would be good.
Naked. I just read the T's and C's.
Kelly, it's really up to you.
Oh, my God.
It's really up to you here. If you yell, give me the cash, give me the cash, give me the cash.
Naked.
I'm at work in the office. I can't be naked, but I can scream.
Give it.
Give me the $5,000.
Kelly, it's all
yours. Oh, my gosh. I've just went into my office manager and I'm shaking. Oh, my God.
Kelly, thank you so much.
Yes.
What are you going to do with it?
Oh, I have no idea. We can't really travel too far at the moment, but... I'm shaking.
Bank it for a rainy day when you can travel. Dream
I will, I
big.
Think. Definitely, yes. Oh, thank you so much. I'm shaking.
Enjoy it, Kel.
I should say, Kel, thank Brad.
Oh, thanks, Brad. Thanks for answering.
It's a really important.
Thank you so much, guys.
Good on you, Kel. Enjoy the money.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
There is still so much stuff to give away, guys.
Important note out there to everybody, obviously you've just seen, stay by your phone. If you've entered the competition, stay listening and stay by your phone.
Yeah, and you still can register, so make sure you get onto it as quick as you can. Go and download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Still another 100K worth of prizes to be won. And if you want to know what we're giving away tomorrow, make sure you're listening to Brekkie.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it is Tuesday, so it's time for this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
You have been complaining in past weeks because there's been you wanted good chat and then there's been a bit too much chat.
Yeah.
So I'm starting the timer on this. Yep. We've got 3 minutes to go, Jesse.
Question number one, Air Pacific is the former name of the national airline of which country?
I assume it's Air New Zealand.
Oh.
Would that not be right?
I was about to say Fiji because I feel like I went to Fiji in it, which I probably would have if it was Air New Zealand.
Oh, so what would you...
So I think maybe you're right, okay. Air Pacific.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
All right, question number two, who said psychedelic vision is reality to me?
Oh, God.
I feel like that's from that Austin Powers movie, no?
Oh, really?
No, I don't know. I haven't
seen it. The
spider
shagged me.
I feel like he'd say something about psychedelic vision.
I was going to guess someone like Jimi Hendrix
or
a Muso
right.
from the time.
Okay. Go with
yours. Or a Hunter S. Thompson or something. No.
Jimi Hendrix.
Sonda's giving me a thumbs up for Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh. Do you know that, Sonda?
I don't know, but that was my initial gut instinct.
All right,
okay,
great.
Should we lock both of them in?
No.
Mike Myers
no.
and Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Okay.
All righty. Question number three. A mistress of the robes serves who?
Wow. Well, anyone if you pay her enough.
Mistress of the robes. Is it something to do with law, like the courts?
Oh, judges, you think?
Is there mistresses in that?
I don't think so, but I feel like it's such an olden day thing that they'd still use a term that's probably not cool anymore.
It's not in a nunnery. Where else is there robes? Hotels?
I mean, there'd be a lot of mistresses there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what would you like to walk in?
I don't know.
Which is we're at a minute 30, mate.
Okay. Judges.
Okay, after that long sigh, we're in a minute 40. Judges.
Judges. All right. Question number four. In golf, what does an albatross represent?
Two under.
Great.
Oh, or is it, sorry, is it a birdie eagle albatross? Is it three under? I think it is. Three under par.
Three under. Oh. Okay. Question number five. Who might you expect to see working in a dig?
Construction a dig. Workers.
Yeah.
In a dig.
Yeah, great. Dig.
An archaeologist, surely.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
there you go. Answers, Jesse. You got 45 seconds. Go.
All right. Question number one. It was a Fiji.
Oh,
for the airline of which country.
Did. I should have listened.
I said, yeah.
Who said psychedelic vision is reality to me? It is John Lennon.
Oh, we're going well.
You were much more on track.
Awesome. Yeah. No, that was good.
A mistress of the robes serves the queen.
Oh, I didn't know she was so kinky. 15 seconds, Jesse.
In golf, what does an albatross represent? It is three under par.
Got one right, yep.
And question number five, who might you expect to see working in a dig? It is an archaeologist.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Tuesday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hughie and Ed joining us. G'day, boys.
I think I might slide into the spot just vacated by Carrie Bickmore's action. Tommy,
You're going to take up the mullet?
I think I might take up the mullet.
Oh, my goodness, you could.
Do you think?
I was going to ask you, boys, if you'd been told to fix your ridiculous haircuts as well.
I have, yeah. I got told once. Now or in general?
Now.
No.
What did you have that you needed to be removed?
I had, as a gag, my head, when I was at university, I had my head shaved on the top. And then just a big patch around the back. You know, men go bald just on the top, but then they've got like a fryer tuck.
Yes.
Yeah, a semicircle of hair around the back of their head. And I went and I saw my mother, and I said, and Mum said, "What's wrong with you? What have you done?" I said, "Oh, it's funny." And she said, "No, you look like you've been released because of changes to the Mental Health Act."
Which is, you know, it's good that they have made those
very
changes
on brand.
To put people,
very on brand,
get people out and about in society. That's a wonderful thing. I think maybe I'm going to do. I actually enjoyed your hair, Tommy, and
thank
I think
you,
you've been absolutely. I think Carrie's done the wrong thing,
mate. It wasn't my decision.
Well, every now and again, Carrie, you need to take a stand and say this is what this show stands for.
I tried to say that.
No matter what money has been backed up in a mad truck to you,
mate,
you need
I
to
had
go
to pay $7 for him to do it. There was no money backed up.
I think, actually, and I've had my suspicions, and I wasn't going to air this publicly, but yeah. I think we will because we're here now. Guys, I actually think Carrie might have been the puppet master behind
of course she was.
The brass.
Sonda, our producer, get on right now and say you called me this morning and told me what was happening.
I absolutely called Carrie, and I'd had hectic calls from Gemma in marketing saying this is a big problem.
But that's what Sonda would say. She's terrified of
you. Absolutely. It's deep state. There's conspiracy going on.
I love him any way he wants to be. Can I just ask you
Tommy's
something?
Tommy's being led down the garden path here.
Yeah.
What, Carrie? Yeah.
I want to ask you about when he. That's very aggressive.
What, you're going to make him cut his hair as well, Carrie?
No,
is that what you're going
to
do?
Wanted to talk about the fact that he had a very funny way of confessing to the. Well, of gloating that he likes to tip waitstaff. Your tweet this morning.
He
tweeted, just asked waiter to add tip to tap and pay, and they didn't know how to do it. They said no one had ever made that request. Cashless is costing hospitality staff.
Yes.
Why don't you just say, I just tipped a waiter? No, that's what you just wanted us all to
waitress.
Know.
Waitress, come on, please.
No, I said waiter.
Backer that was walking past in a bikini had nothing to do with it. Let's be honest.
Can I just ask, this is an honest question here. Is waiter, does that like actor covers men and
women?
No,
it's meant to be everybody.
Does waiter cover men and women? Does it now? Do we know? Is waiter cover both genders? Does waiter cover both genders? That's all I'm asking.
I think so.
Does it, carry?
Was it a woman or a man?
Does waiter cover both genders?
I think it's waitstaff or waiter.
To be fair, I imagined you were giving it to a man because of your tweet, so maybe my mind thinks waiter is and waitresses is a woman.
All right, I think I've done the right thing then, haven't I?
You tipped a guy. Anyway,
Stick around, good on you.
Tommy Catch-Up is ready to podcast now.
At carrieandtommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get their Christmas shopping done. For Christmas gifts everyone will love, head to the home of big brand fragrances, Chemist Warehouse.